Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy Kirk, founder of Applied Spirituality. Welcome to week number 11 of 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you have your notebook handy to take notes and write questions as I make my comments. Direct your questions and or comments to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. Remember that everything here is proprietary information and covered by copyright. Nothing may be reproduced without expressed written consent. This week, I want to emphasize and make clear to you that your relationship with yourself is your spiritual journey. It is your coming home to self. You are first a vibrational being. You are an extension of source energy. In fact, most of you is source energy. 96% remains in non-physical well-being. A mere 4% of you is physical, mental, in the flesh on earth. The whole focus of what we are up to here is remembering how to reconnect with your larger self. When I speak about being in alignment with self or out of alignment with source or well-being, what I'm talking about is that non-physical 96% of you that remains in well-being, that is you. Source energy. This is who you really are. It is always calling you to come home, to align your human mind with it. This is the biblical story of the prodigal son. We are so mesmerized by the physical, quote, reality of life that we think it's the whole reality, but it's not. In fact, our physical reality is merely the effect of our vibrational reality. So in this message, I'm going to reemphasize what a spiritual life and a spiritual journey is. It is not a mystical event out of the body. It's in the body, right here, right now, in your personal physical experience on earth. The spiritual journey is an emotional journey, feeling your way back into alignment with self, which always feels good. Your internal guidance system is your personal, intimate connection with your source. It's in the zone, calling you to join it. When you feel good, you're in alignment with yourself. When you feel any negative emotion, you are not. Your internal guidance system is always telling you how you're doing with relationship to yourself. How do you know when you're in alignment with self? It feels good. You're energized, light, happy, giddy, playful, fun, intelligent, wise, healthy, clear, inspired. There are degrees of alignment. Where we want to go next is into the zone, where everything we've ever wished for or dreamed of already is. But even getting into the edge of the zone is a good thing. Once we raise our vibrational countenance to where we're nearly always on the edge of the zone, we have created a life of mostly good experiences. However, moving our vibrational countenance upward into the zone is when we manifest those dreams, the money, the relationship, the house, the health. These things are already in the zone awaiting us. So, how do we get into the zone? There is only one way anyone gets into the zone. You feel your way into it. This is an emotional journey, folks. Your eyes, ears, hands, nose, mouth, skin, your physical apparatus are for navigating the physical world. Your eyes translate the vibrations of sight. Your mouth and taste buds translate the vibrations of taste. Your ears translate the vibrations of sound. Your skin translates the vibrations of touch. These get you around the physical planet. You know you prefer ice cream to raw sea urchin. You know you prefer lovely cotton sheets to scratchy ones. You know you prefer the song of a bird rather than the sound of the kid next door practicing his drums. You know you prefer to see something beautiful as opposed to roadkill. You are always choosing, always preferring, always, always. You are preferring things that feel good, right? As we choose the things that we prefer, they are always more God, more good. We naturally reach for those things in the vast physical variety. It's the internal journey that we are now focused on here. Western culture has discounted and obfuscated the importance of personal, internal life, our emotions. But this is the heart of where your non-physical self is always communicating with you. If you're not willing to feel your emotional guidance, you will remain lost on planet Earth until some huge cosmic goose event finally gets your attention. Many return to their inner world only through a huge thwack upside the head in their physical life, like a stroke or an accident or a breakdown or a job loss. And then, and if and only if the pain of where they are is greater than the fear of going, within do they begin having a relationship with themselves. But you don't have to wait for the huge cosmic 2x4. And by the by, this is not the universe hitting you to get your attention. It's you waking yourself up. You have to lose the false beliefs of your human mind in order to regain your real mind, your divine mind, your non-physical source energy, well-being, all is good mind, to remember from whence you came and who you really are and how powerful you are. Your emotions are how you navigate your relationship with yourself. This is your first relationship. This is your most important relationship. All through our day, we are focused externally, wondering what this one thinks and how is that one going to react? How is this going to affect someone else? What will people say? What will people think? We are constantly gauging the external response or reaction to us, but we hardly ever listen to where we are in relationship to our own inner being. This is the spiritual journey, beginning with deliberate, conscious focus on the relationship you're having with yourself, your emotional guidance system. If you're doing the exercises and writing in your journal, having conversations with yourself, and reaching for your divine mind, you are doing the emotional journey, the spiritual journey, back to self on many, many topics as you release the false beliefs of human mind. If you are still telling yourself you don't have time to meditate, don't have time to journal, don't have time to go coaching, don't have to play time to play or relax, then your human mind, with its false premises, is in control. You're ignoring your IGS, avoiding your relationship with yourself. But that's okay, no worries, because left unattended, your vibrational countenance of false beliefs based in fear, lack, and limitation, and sickness will get bigger via the law of attraction. The 2x2 will become a 4x4, which will become a 6x6 cosmic event until it has your attention, and you begin cleaning up your own vibrational countenance, raising it back up into alignment with Source, which is home, your birthright, your very inheritance. The focus this week, all day long, no matter what you're up to, who you're with, what you're doing, you're going to be asking yourself two things. How am I feeling? What do I prefer? And what do I want? This is not an easy assignment. It's going to take a persistent focus and practice to make your default habit one of checking in with yourself first before you concern yourself with anyone else. When you ask yourself these questions, you are checking in with your happy meter. Basically, you're asking yourself, do I feel good? Am I feeling happy? Do I feel excited? Am I thrilled? Am I in joy? Does this feel good to me? Is this what I really love to do, hear, see, observe, think, imagine, or remember? Am I enjoying this conversation? Am I loving the people I'm with? Am I seeing the beauty of what's here? Where am I focused? Does it please me? If not, then what would I prefer? It's time to get to know the kingdom of you and reunify your parts. A few weeks ago, I told you about an exercise where you gather together pictures of yourself from as early an age as possible up to now and pin them up on a wall in chronological order in a place where you see them often especially when you're journaling. Now, rearrange them into a circle. At the top of the circle, put a picture of something that represents to you your God self. It could be an angel, a star, a light, and make it huge. And at the bottom of the circle, put a current now picture of you, captain of your ship, determining what you prefer, where you want to go next, and what you want to experience. To your left, you place your youngest self picture and keep going, placing all the pictures of yourself, filling in the spaces between you and your God self. These are the people of human mind that comprise your kingdom, and they are the keepers of all your false beliefs and misperceptions. Now, imagine your gang is a ship, and you are captain, setting the course by what you desire, wish for, and prefer. Your God self immediately expands into that which you wished for and dream of. You tell the people of your kingdom to row in the direction of what you desire, your God self. But they don't, because they can't. They cannot because they are believing in your limitations. They still think the earth is flat. A few, perhaps, are attempting to row in alignment with your God self, but the others are either not rowing or pulling in the opposite direction. The ones not rowing into alignment are the ones causing you to feel negative emotion. The mere fact that they are not aligned with God's self is the negative emotion. They will tell you what they are believing that is not true. This is where you, as captain, listen and then gradually give them a wee better thought. Help them raise that limiting thought up, up, up until it's in alignment with Source. And now that part of you is rowing in alignment with your desires. The only way you ever get your parts to all row in the same direction of your desires is to pay attention to how you are feeling. So, practices to bring your focus of attention to your relationship with yourself. Number one, ask yourself frequently, am I happy? What do I feel right now? What would I prefer, if anything? Number two, use your breath to connect with yourself. Do it often throughout your day. Number three, journal. Number four, post the pictures of your many selves. Number five, make your relationship with yourself your first and most important priority of every day and every moment of every day. Indeed, before you attempt anything, get into alignment, breathe, then do what you need to do. Should you get out of alignment in the course of what you're doing, stop. Get back into alignment with yourself. Notice your negative feelings. Resolve to attend to them in the next roundtable. There is no other work that is of any greater importance to you and everyone else, because your greatest gift to the world is your God self, which absolutely no one else can offer. Thanks for being here. Please join us for Sunday evening coaching. You can sign up at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. And until next time, this is Kathy Kirk from Applied Spirituality, reminding you, you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure.